entire facilities of NBC are geared to give you the latest invasion news. Bulletins will be broadcast as soon as they're received in the NBC newsroom. Stay tuned to WEIF New York.
Continuing NBC's coverage of D-Day events, the following program will be interrupted without delay for any special invasion bulletins. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Marvin Miller speaking to you from Hollywood on Red Skelton's Farewell Show. Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra open the program with San Fernando Valley.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to offer a child's prayer on D-Day. The time is 7:30. The place, Junior's house all over the world today.
Junior, come on, it's time for bed. You wash your face and hands good?
Yes, I did. It's all nice, quick and fan, you know. Hey, Mommy, why is everybody so excited today, huh?
Well, because this is D-Day.
Who's that?
D-Day?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you all about it on our way upstairs. Come on.
Okay, let me walk upstairs. I'm too big to be carried, you know.
No, you aren't. Little boys never get too big. Ooh. Besides, Mother wants to feel her little face against hers.
You know, that's the way Pop and you used to walk upstairs. We head on your shoulder, ain't it, hmm?
Yes, darling.
Now, will he be back from the war soon, Mommy?
Yes, dear. Very soon now.
Hey, Mommy, what is D-Day? Do-Dick Day? Is that what that means?
No, darling. D-Day, that's the name given for the invasion.
Yeah, but what's the invasion?
The invasion?
Yeah.
Well, that's when your Uncle Jimmy and Uncle Guy and Uncle Tubbs and thousands of other little juniors, just like you, who've grown up just long enough to help free a world of hatred. Now, come on, say your prayers and then hop into bed.
Okay, but I don't just want to say the one about now I lay me down to sleep.
You don't?
No, I want to say me prayers tonight like you said yours, you know.
Well, all right. Wait till I light the little night candle.
Okay, light the little candle there.
Now, there you are.
Here, now, you kneel down beside me now, isn't it? Kneel down. Now, and you fold your hand. Dear God, bless me, Mummy. And bless all me little buddies, Mummies, tonight. Let your angels protect all the little boys in the world. And somehow let their mummies know that they're safe. Help them not worry. Even listen to the prayers from the hundreds of folks who took guns and supplies away from the little kid next door. Because they didn't realize they were sending the little boys out to fight without ammunition when they cashed in their war bonds. And bless the little boys and the girls who drive those hop-up cars that waste gasoline. Also, listen to the ones who don't share their cars with their neighbors, because they will from now on. And dear God, please help me grow up to be a real man so I can help build a nice, clean place for everyone to live in. And don't let me be prejudiced. Make me know that we're all your children, regardless of race, regardless of religion or nationality. Let me know that we're all one. Protect all the little boys in strange lands today and bring them back safely. Bring them back, dear God, with 2 feet so they can walk up to the gate, with 2 eyes so they can see the smiling faces on the ones that they left behind, and give them 2 arms so they can give their loved ones big bear hugs with. Bless mummies because of all their sons. Oh, and bless the man next door who didn't care if he got more than his share in the defense work he was doing, because he gets up early every morning at daylight and goes to work. And dear God, please bless President Roosevelt and all his buddies, Churchill and all of them, and help me be brave so I can protect me mummy while me pop's away. And now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord me soul to keep.
In bed you go. Cover up, my little buckaroo.
Amen.
As a lot of you know, Red is going in the army tomorrow morning. That really means Clem and Willie Lump Lump and Bolivar Shagnasty and J. Newton Numbskull and Deadeye and Junior are all going in the army, too. Oh, we're gonna miss all of you, Red. And our sponsor, Mr. Hartnett, the rest of the cast, and myself extend our very best wishes in the greatest job in the world. And as a send-off, Ozzy and Harriet are going to sing What Do We Do in the Infantry? Oops.
What do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march. What do you do when your pack has got your back as stiff as starch? There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fallen arch. What do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march. What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. What do you get in the infantry? A left and right oblique. The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike. And what do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. The hard way, the hard way. Wet till you get there, the hard way. What do you do in the infantry? You win, you win, you win. What do you do for the victory? You move into Berlin. The rest of the army is riding, riding through a triumphal arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march, march, march.
Time for chow in the infantry. That was mess call just blew. Then you taste that GI coffee. Oh, what that stuff can do to you. Your only consolation is that the general drinks it too. But you walk it off in the infantry. You march, you march, you march. What do you do in the infantry on the day you get your dough? Well, first, if you want to keep your health, you pay off the guys you owe. Then somebody spreads a blanket out and somebody says, let's go. So what do you do on payday? Through the hard way, gee, it's great when you make an eight. The hard way, what do you do in the infantry when you get a weekend pass? Well, you pick up a phone and you make a date with some babe with lots of class. You drive about halfway to town and the car runs out of gas. So what do you do in the infantry? Same thing, only it's on your own time. Yeah!
We've got a bit of a surprise here, ladies and gentlemen. They're walking over to the microphone. I didn't know they were coming in. Fibber McGee and Molly, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, folks, but time
Hi,
is
Red.
Up. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Around the clock and around the world, NBC reporters are standing by to bring you the latest invasion bulletins. Keep tuned to WEIF for up-to-the-minute coverage of the invasion. WEIF, New York.